Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Money can seem to just flow out like water in the summer, and I think this year more than ever, because everything literally does feel like it's getting dearer all the time, doesn't it? So I'm joined now by the money doctor, John Lowe, who has some advice for us. Hi, John.
Good morning, Brendan.
So, John, summer.
Or good afternoon, actually.
Yeah. Summer is a dear time for families, particularly. Now they can be facing into back to school expenses over the next month. So, say if anyone's feeling like financially overwhelmed right now, how can they just stop? And what's a good place to start in getting control of the situation?
Well, I've always said that the budget plan, the one that you should have started at the start of the year, which basically tells you how much it costs you to run your life on a monthly basis, is really where you start. And even in the middle of the summer, you go back to that to see, you know, where is my money going and am I overspending? You know, there are things that may not be in that budget that you didn't put in, and suddenly that they have taken up all the surplus money that you had. So it's really important to have a look at your budget plan. And to make sure, if you haven't done one, to do one.
Just sit down and literally write it all down.
Yeah, or you know, you can get a budget plan or spreadsheet where it does it for you. You know, you have all the categories and it tosses itself up and it subtracts from your income on the left-hand side, and you're left with your expenditure. And when you see that expenditure, you ask yourself two questions. Number one, do I need it? And number two, is there a better or cheaper alternative? Because it's all about getting value for 2025. We are really, all of us are suffering. The cost of living has just shot to the roof. It's going up continually.
Okay, so you have some specific kind of tips, either for bringing up the money coming in or bringing down the money going out. So you say look at side hustles that you can do to bring in some cash.
Yeah, well, the side hustles would be things like, you know, if you have babysitting, dog walking, tutoring. I mean, God, you're probably too young to remember, Brendan, that the paper round, you know, when you were 10 or 11, you put all the newspapers for your local estate and you got paid for it. That was your paper round. So many people started off with that kind of job. And in my case, it was music. I had a little band in the late 90s, noughties. I still have one, a band called the Rock and Rollers, with Marty Whelan on drums and Angus McNally on lead guitar. And it's still good fun. We only do a couple of gigs, and they're charity, and that's usually in the GPO for homeless party that they do once a year. But it keeps you, first of all, it keeps you sane, but it, certainly in the noughties and 90s, it was a remunerative type of employment as such, on top of my day job.
Yeah, and any bit of extra like that is worth double, like your kind of basics, isn't it? You could look at courses to upskill, to either get a promotion or find an entirely new job, and that there's a lot of stuff out there available for free.
Absolutely. Free books, all sorts of things that you can go to your library and find it. And also, it's basically upgrading yourself. Go to seminars, go to webinars, check up on the internet. The internet is a wonderful resource. You can find anything out now today, especially with AI. But Google, all these facilities are there. So if you want to improve yourself, there's no excuse for you not to do so.
Okay. Now, someone is going to say, well, look, that's no good to me right now. Like, I'm beggared from summer camps and etc. You say there are plenty of free activities to do with kids in summer as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there are things that they can do, like, you know, they can go to the libraries, they can go to the parks. You can organise even their, their health, going for a run, going for a walk. And even, you know, when you go on a walk, you're telling about the countryside, about the environment that they're in. So there's all sorts of things that will happen as a result of you taking control of something like that. That's not going to cost money.
Okay, assuming you have the time and the space to do it. Here's an interesting one, because I would believe in letting the experts do what experts do and focusing on my own thing. You say cut back on tradesmen, that we should be doing more stuff around the house ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, your garden obviously is one area, but I mean, even papering, decorating, painting your a room. How many people would get a professional painter and decorator in to do the room properly? Whereas you'll do not a half bad job yourself, but you save money, and it's really at the end of the day, when you've done that budget and you find that you've exceeded the income that you're generating, then you've got three choices. You either cut costs, you earn more, or you prioritize. That's why, Brendan, over the last 5 years, something like 300,000 people stopped paying their health insurance because they simply couldn't afford it and they had to prioritize.
Okay. And presumably for stuff like that, household stuff, it's all there on YouTube now. You can find out how to do practically anything, can't you?
Absolutely. It's unbelievable. Yeah, absolutely.
For socialising, this is quite a simple one, but it's probably a nice idea anyway, that we've all got into the habit of going out to pubs and restaurants all the time now. But invite friends over.
Oh, that's a fantastic. I mean, you're opting for obviously low cost, meals at home. You're cooking themselves, and there's also something about the joie de vivre, they say, of being able to present a meal to your friends, and then the conversation that flows from that, whatever about the drink, but even hosting a movie night can be fun and budget friendly. In fact, last night I watched Happy Gilmore 2 with my daughter and her partner and my partner and my son, and it was a great night. It was really a fantastic night, especially if you're into Happy Gilmore.
Okay, so in terms of the cliff edge people might be facing at the moment of the back to school expenses, and like they kind of come as a shock every year, I think, and especially all the add-ons, costs of activities and everything like that to be paid for. So how do people start planning towards that now over the next few weeks?
Well, it's not just the back-to-school budget. And there, by the way, there's a lot of families out there who are gone beyond that, and they literally don't have the money. They don't have the budget. And that's why they have the budget, the back-to-school allowances that they can avail of. You can go to, Simon Community, St. Vincent's. All of these charities are there to be used. And don't be afraid to use them. It's no embarrassment if you simply don't have the money and you have to ask somebody to help. So that would be the first thing I'd say. But, it's not just to say back to school. It's like Christmas. Christmas is, 6 months away.
Okay.
And five months away. And how many people who are listening to this have actually started thinking about the Christmas presents, about the food and drink that they're going to be buying, about the entertainment that they're going to also go, Funderland or pantomime, and then the tinsel that you buy, the Christmas tree. You tot up all of those together and you'll find that you'll have an enormous amount of money. It could be, a couple of thousand by the time you finished with everything. And yet, if you had started at the start of the year and said, right, I'm going to put 200 or 100 euros a month away, and that's for Christmas. At Christmas, December comes, you've got 1,200 in your account. Now you've actually provided money for Christmas. So the same could be said for back to school. The same could be said for your summer holiday. The same could be said for, how many people have a PCP, a personal contract plan on their car. And the 3 years is up in the middle of the summer. So they've got three choices. They can hand the car back. They can pay the balloon amount, which would be maybe up to 30% of the value of the car. Or they can just roll it over and buy a new car and have the same repayments. And now they've got a never-ending loan. So it's all about planning, Brendan. Everything is about planning.
Okay, I'm just putting a little bit away all the time so that you don't get hit by the big shocks when they come down.
Exactly. Can I just say this as well? Because, the child benefit is 140 a month. So those people who are listening and have a child benefit, and which will include my daughter next month when she has our first grandchild, it's 140 a month. It starts at the time of birth. It finishes on the 19th birthday. If they put it under the bed without any interest, and you get very little interest in deposit accounts anyway, you're looking at 30,240 you will have accumulated. You are still 12,000 shy of sending that same child to third level. That's just a 4-year ordinary degree course. So, it's all about planning. How many parents go up to the time when they're seven, their child is 17 or 18, and said, God, I haven't done anything about my third level fees for my child.
Okay. John Lord, the Money Doctor, thank you very much for that. We'll take a break.